number 15.
Item number 15 is from the interim director of employee benefits requesting authorization to implement, assuming that administratively feasible, the Milwaukee County 2010 group health benefit plan for active employees and members of the Deputy Sheriff's Association, Milwaukee County Firefighters Association, Milwaukee County Group Health Benefit Plan for retired members of the Deputy Sheriff's Association and Firefighters Association by amending Section 17.4 of the Milwaukee County General Ordinance. This was also going to personnel, pension study, and pension board.
Yeah. Please introduce yourself.
Mr. Chairman, Matt Hancheck. I'm the County Benefits Manager here on behalf of Mr. Schrader. The item before you is a issue that came to our attention as a result of the passage of the state biennial budget. On July 1st, we learned that the state modified the rules from their previous budget repair bill to allow the to allow changes to the plan design of the public safety employees that were previously exempted from that similar action. It still restricts us from making changes to items like the premium contributions. As a result of this, consistent with prior adopted board policy, we proceeded to work towards applying the 2010 budgeted plan design changes for the public safety employees, the deputy sheriffs, and firefighters, with the exception of the premium contributions that are excluded from the legislation. And we would be adopting this as soon as administratively feasible. Also, shortly after learning of this change in policy at the state level, we also learned or clarified that one item that is still a permissive subject of bargaining is their and retirees clause for the public safety employees. As a result of that correction, there is one discrepancy that I have to point out in the cover memo that you received. We would actually be moving to modify the retirees to the 2010 plan, not the 2011 plan. It is correct in your packet for the resolution, but the cover memo did not get updated to reflect that last-minute change from clarifying the state's position. The effective date on this, we would be implementing it with your approval August 1st, along with the AFSCME changes that you just approved.
Excuse me, Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move approval. I have one quick question. So at the end of this, these individuals will be paying the same type of co-pays, et cetera, deductibles, et cetera, as the rest of county employees. However, they will not have the increased monthly premium, correct?
This would be the first step towards that end result. The action before you today would give them the same changes that you just approved for the AFSCME active employees, the 2010 plan design.
Okay.
It would be the board's discretion, their policy decision in the upcoming budget to potentially sync up those benefits with everyone else for next year.
Okay. But it does not, since they're not paying as high of a monthly premium, this does not go back and adjust their co-pays to make up for that. It just sets them at the same rate as 2010, correct? So they're still paying less overall than other 2010 employees, correct?
Members of the committee, yes, that's accurate. It would just adjust their co-pays, the out-of-network contributions under the PPO plan. It would not adjust their premiums. It would not take their co-pays any higher to offset that lack of premiums. It's just to bring them to the same page as what we've just done for AFSCME.
And is that something in the future we could adjust to make equal?
The plan design is now a non-permissive subject of bargaining, which means that the board can adopt any policy that they see fit for the sheriffs and firefighters, whether that's the same plan design as all other employees or if offsetting the lack of premiums they chose to seek other cost concessions in the plan design. That's completely the board's prerogative.
So in the budget deliberations, we could, if we chose to, We have a couple different vehicles by which we could end up having the same plans for all county employees.
Correct.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
On approval, Supervisor DeBruin?
Aye.
Nail?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Rollo West?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 6-0.